I was listening to a podcast talking from a person who is, let's say, of a more conservative bent, who was talking about why the right, let's say in the United States here, fails to be able to counter the extreme left and its Marxist socialist doctrine, which of course is a fantasy, which of course has no basis in reality. And the commentator in the podcast point was, is that the right doesn't really have any ideas of its own. It more or less moves or generates its positions and from a kind of a reactive base. Now, what that all means exactly, I'm not sure, because to say it as simply as to say it, that capitalism will move and humanize and benefit a society, I suppose, is okay. But let's not get into that kind of discussion. As I say, the reason that I wanted to make this little commentary was because listening to that, a thought, kind of a funny thought, came to me about the whole question of modernism. Why is it that modernism, over the course of way more than a century now, has been so resilient? This heresy, which cuts us off, really, from the perennial teaching of the church, and thereby from a link with the authority and teaching of the Lord Jesus himself. Ultimately speaking, modernism is a proactive kind of brave new world sort of a thing that demolishes, that destroys, and plays Star Trek, you know, off on an adventure to worlds until now never seen and never visited. Makes no sense for religion. It makes no sense, especially for the message of the gospel, for the message of Jesus Christ. The moment in history, B.C. A.D., was his coming among us, the incarnation, his God becoming flesh and saving us from Adam's sin. And we have nothing to seek in terms of adventure, in terms of quote-unquote creativity, in terms of moving beyond that to something else, which is not rooted in his kingship, in his authority, in his lordship over us and over this world, that our joy, our life, our hope, our salvation is in him. So again, the question which came out of this silly podcast, which was complaining more or less about the Democrats and the harm that they're doing to American society, and saying, well, the Republicans aren't much better because they don't really have a plan either. All they do is kind of react and in some way or another sort of move from there. Now, as I say, those are generalizations and they're all unfair. But there are some parallels between that and what we see many times in terms of the life of the church. I was reading a funny article, well, I think it was yesterday already, funny in the tragic sense, in which the person who is an apostate, who has abandoned the Catholic Church, was trying to say that the primary issue is not that of getting back to tradition. He seemed to kind of laugh almost at the harm wrought by traditionis custodes and by other things of that nature. What he proposes in its place, he really doesn't say. He says, well, anything as long as it's kind of nice and sort of gets us back to a communal sort of living, living with one another once again, a Benedict option, as it's referred to nowadays in shorthand in our world, then it's going to be good. His position is not rooted in the tradition either. His position is not rooted in faithfulness to the Lord Jesus as the one who gives life, who transforms, who frees us from our sin, and brings us hope of salvation and life everlasting with God. we got kind of a problem there, as far as I'm concerned. We have kind of a situation. And as I say, I can see why, I don't want to say modernism has been so successful or resilient, but why it just won't die. Because it's sort of fashioned after the manner of so many of the other big kind of ideologies of the last couple hundred years, whether it's Karl Marx or whomever it might be, that in some way, shape, or form, you close your eyes to reality and you say it's all going to be okay because we're going to hold for this, that, and the other thing, which is supposedly, by definition, where we will be in a better place, when in point of fact, it is not. What kind of success will the church have in the short term and especially in the long term in terms of trying to counter the error of modernism and all of those things which are similar to it, those things which in some way, shape, or form cut themselves loose from the eternal verities, cut themselves loose from Christ Jesus himself, and seek to go with, let's say, with an anthropology, with a vision of man, which is not rooted in the gospel, which is not rooted in the teaching of Jesus Christ, which is not rooted in the wisdom of the Old Testament and of God's chosen people from the day of Adam's sin until the coming of Christ. I was listening to another kind of a neat little thing talking about the book of Job and Job's hope and trying to understand those things, but doing it partly on the right basis, but partly also on kind of a historical, critical, text analysis sort of a basis, when in point of fact, the real point is one of, even though he is the unseen God, of being confident that we will see him sometime face to face. And of course, the only place where we really get that promise and its fulfillment is in and through Jesus Christ. I'd really, really like to see in the church in our day and time a little less laissez-faire and a little more earnestness in terms of the urgency of seeking Christ Jesus, of turning back to him, of in some way, shape, or form being much more solicitous of the tradition which is ours from Christ, which has grown organically and developed over the course of centuries and centuries and centuries, way over a millennium. The Lord in his goodness didn't save us to throw us back into some kind of a trial and error and experimentation sort of a thing again, but rather he enabled us and strengthened us to be able to grow and to enjoy life in this life such that we might be happy with him, having served him here forever in heaven. May the Lord in his goodness grant us all wisdom. I don't know if it's fair to take politics and try to draw theological or moral conclusions from it, but I'm relatively convinced that the resilience of modernism, stupid as it is, has more to do with the fact that in some way, shape, or form, we can't really imagine ourselves faithful and true to Jesus as he is from the very beginning and as we have seen and as he came among us 2,000 plus years ago, and as he is and remains with us in and through his church, a church which must remain faithful to his teaching and to the life which he has deposited within it. It's kind of just sort of rough, sort of winging it, but we'll see how it listens, and then maybe I'll post it.